Welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show. Listen and grow as Del questions the status quo, encourages you to think differently, and empowers you to make a better life. Get ready as Del challenges core beliefs, seeks the truth, and reveals the roadmap to the lifestyle you really want. And now your host, multi-millionaire, national award-winning investor, CEO and founder of Lifestyles Unlimited, Del Walmsley.
Hello and welcome to the Del Walmsley Radio Show, where the hype ends and the help begins. I'm your host, Andy Webb, filling in today for Del. And as always, we're working on your financial freedom. That's right. Del is not in today. He's traveling. In fact, he was up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, North Texas, where I reside, just this past weekend. He came up here, led the case study out of our Irving office on Thursday, and then went on to do the two-day financial freedom seminar right here in DFW on Saturday and Sunday. So if you don't know my name, again, I'm Andy Webb. I actually sat in that very same seminar room with Del over a dozen years ago. In fact, I became a member in March of 2012. And like my guest today on Tell Del Tuesday, I started buying single-family houses. I did maybe a couple every year until I attained my financial freedom. So who do we have joining us today? I'm joined by Louis. He is actually coming to us from the Gulf Coast of Florida. And as we will hear, he's really made some significant progress in his life and as an investor. And in his words, he said in his bio, he said, "I was living a life of quiet desperation, but he heard the message from Del, and he's gone on to have a transformative experience. And among other things, he's quadrupled his net worth in about 5 years." So that's pretty impressive stuff. We're going to hear how he did it. So without further ado, Louis, welcome to the show.
Hi, Andy. Good morning. Thank you for having me on.
Oh, it's a pleasure, and I'm happy to fill in for Del. And I think you and I are going to have some good conversation here because, like I, you've been doing single-family investing. You've had quite the journey. Why don't you take us back a little bit, maybe closer to a decade or so, and tell us a little bit about your background. What were you doing before you found Lifestyles Unlimited?
Well, in years past, up to about 12 years ago, I had my own IT company and doing pretty well. And I was living in the Northern Virginia area. I met with a horrific motorcycle accident, and which laid me out quite literally. I was crippled for about a year and pretty much lost everything. Was able to get back to work and was working and able to salvage some cash to get started, and always wanting to being the kind of person to always want to own where I lived rather than rent. I did manage to buy my primary home in Northern Virginia on the thought that it would appreciate. It was in the kind of area that it was appreciating, and so I thought it would be a good investment. And that was my whole idea of what I could do for my future. Other than that, I was just working. And I was still pretty well laid up for years after that, a good 5 years after that. That happened in 2013. So it was 2018 when I finally got myself fixed up to the point where I was no longer on painkillers or using, you know, crutches or canes, things like that. So, and realizing that I was getting on in years and needed to think about the future and not wanting to work the rest of my life and not sure what I would do from there. And the only investment I had was that house that I bought back in 2014. And it had appreciated by then. And when I say my net worth, at least back then, was completely tied up in that house. So it's as you probably know, it's not very easy to realize that net worth, but it's there. And that's what I learned. I discovered Del on the radio in early 2019 and almost immediately felt connected to his message and the whole message. And, you know, he talks about the lifestyle that, you want to attain. But part of his message is the lifestyle you have to live first, at least the way I see it. And in other words, you need to keep an eye on your investments, keep an eye on your credit score, keep an eye on your debt, and constantly look to improve yourself to the point where you can use your resources to then multiply them and improve your lifestyle so that you no longer have to work in a 9-to-5 job. I enjoy what I do now, so I think I'll always be working in terms of real estate, but that's fun, and it's fun, and it also doesn't tie you down in your day-to-day schedule where you're handcuffed to a desk or handcuffed at certain times of the day. You take care of things when you need to. So anyway, back to early on, I heard Del's message, and it was really enlightening, and it was something I knew I wanted to do, and now I'm hearing ways that I can possibly do it. I always liked the idea of getting into real estate as an investment vehicle, but always thought it was too far out of my reach because of the capital you would need and the time and effort that you would need. And by listening to him more and more, I realized that this can be done. And initially, I thought, well, okay, these are good ideas. I could do it myself. And I started exploring other outlets because everybody on the radio and on TV that you see advertising some kind of investment opportunity, you take with a grain of salt and you're somewhat skeptical. And I was with Dell in the beginning, too. And so the first year I listened to him, a lot of it was vetting him, always looking for what's the angle here. And more and more I realized that, no, this is just an honest approach. And so a 2-day came up not far from my area in Baltimore, which was almost an hour away. And I said, okay, I could do that. And that was a good reason to at least join at the basic level, lifestyles, that is. And I went to the 2-day, and that was held by David Fisher. And he was just fantastic.
I mentioned the 2-day that I went to with Dell 12, 13 years ago. Now, you went to the 2-day there in Virginia. Maybe you'll tell us this, but I want to be sure. So assume the listener doesn't know what we're talking about. Just what is the 2-day in your experience?
Right. The 2-day is it's just that. It's 2 days of a seminar. It's intensive. It's nonstop. You barely get a breather for lunch on each of the days. And the first day, and originally I guess it was Dell, and in later years it became David, and other people fill in. But it could be in your town coming soon. And so it's like a 2-day seminar, and the first day addresses all single family investing, how regular people can do that. The second day addresses multifamily, and then you. At the end,
you decide, right?
Membership.
Yeah, and you decide, hey, everything I heard, single family and apartments, which one is right for me? And I'm curious, we don't need to get into membership stuff so much, but I do want the listener to understand, you mentioned the Financial Freedom Program. That's the basic membership everybody starts with because we want you to go to the 2-day and we want you to understand what is single family, what does that look like, what are the capital requirements, what is multifamily, what does that look like, you know, what's involved capital-wise, et cetera. So you can make a good decision, which is my path forward. And you made a decision. Which path did you choose, single family or apartments?
A single family, because it does come down to how much capital you have to get started with. And as I mentioned, I was really kind of starting from scratch now at this point. Yeah. I had, but I'm thinking like an investor, what could I do? And again, taking the lessons that Dell taught that first year, I was just looking to get my credit score to a point where I could maybe refinance the home I was in and pull some money out and start investing and starting to plan my way. And I actually did not join until the end of the year. That was around August.
I'm curious. I noticed in your bio, you did go to the Wealth and Passive Income Expo in 2020, right before we know it came down the pike and whacked us all up against the head right before COVID. Mm-hmm. Forget about COVID. Let's forget about it. That's in the past. But I want to hear about Expo because that's coming up really soon. And I want the listener to take away just the value of going to such a big event. Tell us your experience then.
Well, yeah, I had just joined and I had made my first investment, and I wanted to learn everything about lifestyles. I wanted to go into this head first and completely immerse myself. So I was really looking forward to the expo. And like you mentioned, we didn't really know what was coming in terms of COVID. And I went, this one was at Houston. It was in the beginning of March of 2020. And it just blew my mind. The people, I finally got to meet some of the people because I already was in renovating my first investment. So now I'm meeting the people with whom I discussed financing, refinancing, the contractor who was doing the renovations on my work, the realtor who found the property and other realtors. So, and it's like one big, enormous family, not a big family. There were thousands of people there, and you don't know which class to go to. They have the various classes, like, I mean, detailed stuff or general topics. And it was just a lot of fun. And then just going out there and being able to meet other members and see the excitement. And you see members at all. You see veterans, people who have been part of Lifestyles for years, maybe, you know, over a decade. And you see people who just joined in the last few months, like myself. And I had already gotten to know about a local meetup group, part of Lifestyles. Lifestyles has ambassadors throughout the country. So going to see them again. So it was like, you know, just getting together with friends and being able to spend even more time with them than just one night out of a month or something like that.
Yeah, so it's a big event. You use some key numbers there. I mean, it's thousands of investors. Some are Lifestyles, well, a lot are Lifestyles members. A lot are not. They're like, you know, you were to explore and learn more. But I like how you phrase that. It's a big family. You know, you meet people that you connect with. You probably found people that were in Virginia or in, you know, on the East Coast, and that's a big takeaway. I host the Lifestyles Unlimited Real Estate Investor Radio Show, and I focus a lot on building network, because I'm sure you know now, right, you're 11 or so houses in. That's a big part of your resources, that network to turn to ask questions to. Who's your plumber? Who's your handyman? Who are you using now? And this is the place to go. And for the listener, that's going to be this year. It's going to be May 7th to the 10th. In Las Colinas, in Irving, Texas, right between Dallas and Fort Worth. That's the Wealth and Passive Income Expo plus the bus tour. The bus tour is for you if you want to go do multifamily, if you want to invest as a passive investor in apartments, maybe be a syndicator. That's the place to go to learn a ton, because you'll go to multiple apartment communities with the investors that are steering those projects, and you'll take away, they'll tell you your numbers, right, what they're doing to improve those properties. Now, did you do the bus tour when you were in Houston?
The bus tour, I did not. I forget what. I think maybe because I didn't think I was ready for multifamily just yet anyway.
Yeah, you're doing single family, sure.
And I was doing single family, and time was a factor, how much time I could be away, and, you know, because I was still working full time and all that, and I had to get away and things like that. So, no, I did not do the bus tour. It looked very, it looked like it would be fun.
It's a huge deal. You know, we do our monthly multifamily road trips here in Dallas-Fort Worth, you know, in other markets as well. It's like that, but it's on steroids because you see so many more properties. Just a quick tip for the listener. If you're interested in learning more, text the keyword EXPO, E-X-P-O, to 88007. You can get some more information there. If you're interested in getting a pass, there are multiple passes. You can do the bus tour, or like Louis, you don't have to, right? That's your choice. Use the keyword radio, and that'll give you $100 off whichever pass you elect to sign up for. But great event. Again, May 7th through the 10th here in Dallas-Fort Worth. Now, you said something in there, Louis, that I want to come back to. You mentioned you'd come to the expo in Houston, and you had your first single-family project underway. You bought this project here in Texas, if I'm reading right. Somewhere, was it in Houston, or where was that first house?
The first one was in San Antonio. I bought it from San Antonio, home, so to speak, based on an email blast, one of the blasts from the Lifestyles realtor. And did everything by phone, so I had not seen the property yet. And like I said, you know, so the expo's in Houston and my property's in San Antonio. So a lot of the time I'm at the expo, as much as I was enjoying that, I was kind of itching to go see my first house. It was just so exciting at that point. But again, the expo was great in the sense that I got to meet so many people who remain my friends to this day. And that network is, you know, one of the best things about Lifestyles, just, you know, because it's a daunting task to take on your own, any kind of real estate investing. You have insurance, you have taxes, you have loans, you have hard money loans, and you have contractors of all shapes and sizes. And trying to chase all that down on your own is really a difficult task, and Lifestyles just helps in so many ways, both the education and the people and the networking, the sharing of information, and not just other members, the vendors, half of the vendors you use are also members. Yeah. Everybody knows, you know, what
know
you
the
want
model.
To do because that's what they're doing, you know.
Correct.
And so you, and I've gone off, you know, off script to insurance people, and they didn't realize that I need this, and that in my insurance, and I'm actually teaching them why I need ordinance coverage or something like that. And this is an insurance guy who's, this is his career, and I'm explaining this to him because I learned from, you know, Lifestyles. And
you've learned a new way of thinking, Louis, essentially, and I had this conversation on a recent show talking about realtors. I've had to teach so many realtors over the year for this exact same reason. When you're drawing from a pool of investors and members and vendors that understand the model, you don't have to do that. It makes it a lot easier. We're all on the same page. Oh, there's the music. Quick break. When we get back, I want to hear about that first house you bought and those subsequent houses, because they're in San Antonio, they're in Texas, you're in Virginia, you're in Florida. How does that work? We'll be right back.
Teaching you with a roadmap to creating the lifestyle you really want. Keep listening. The Del Wamsley Radio Show returns in moments.
Learn to retire in 5 years or less through real estate investing. Learn how, learn now. Let Lifestyles Unlimited show you how. Get educated now. Text the word radio to 88007. That's radio to 88007. Join for just $297. Lifestyles Unlimited.
You're hearing the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more life-changing knowledge? Access our podcast and listen on demand at lifestylesunlimited.com under the radio tab. Now your host, Del Wamsley.
Welcome back to the show. I'm your host today, Andy Webb. While Dell is out traveling, we're happy to welcome him up here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. A number of events he came to, hosted case study, the two-day financial freedom seminar. We talked about that earlier in the show. And by the way, if you miss any part of the show, if you want to come back and listen to something again, we're about to get into some of the meat and potatoes around single family investing. So this might be of interest to you. Dell's shows are archived at lifestylesunlimited.com. Click on the podcast app. You can listen to the show I host, as well as Mike Harrison and Al Gordon as well. So lots of different perspectives on single family investing, on apartment investing, whichever direction it is that you are interested in. Now, Louis, you chose single family, as we learned. And we heard that you were at the expo in Houston, the Wealth and Passive Income Expo, back in 2020. You'd gotten your first single family closed. I'm guessing it was still in the renovation phase. That was over in San Antonio. Did you take the time to make the drive and check out that property?
Yes, sir. No, I couldn't wait, of course. And in fact, my daughter and a very dear friend of mine, a lifelong friend, they came with me because they were wondering, hey, what are you doing? What's this? You know, you're getting involved.
Is this a scam?
Yeah, of course. Yeah, everybody's looking at it like, oh, you sure? Well, they didn't vet, you know, the way I did. So I was already, I was way past that point. I no longer had any doubts, but I could not wait until I could see this house and, you know, put my hands on it, see, you know, look at the inside, da 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 da. So, yeah, we all made the drive, and we went out there after the expo. They came with me to the expo as well, and went to see the house, and it was exciting. You know, this is my first time I've owned something that wasn't just a place to live, and it's under construction, and I'm looking how they do on the paint job, how they do, you know, how they, how's the kitchen coming along and stuff like that. It was just so exciting.
Were you shocked at all to go into see a house that's midway through renovations to find maybe the flooring up or the still holes in the walls or whatever else?
I mean, Yeah, when I was a kid, I've had all kinds of jobs and stuff, and I've done, you know, all kinds of, from handyman work to construction and buildings and so on. So I knew what to expect, and but just said it's yours now. That's really different, you know.
And this was not the first and the last. You went on to buy how many in San Antonio?
I bought 9 more in San Antonio. One is going through renovation right now, in fact, and one in Cleveland, Texas, which is up just about an hour north of Houston.
Yeah, a little north of Houston. I've got a couple over there in that pocket as well, Louis. So I know that area.
Really?
I'm curious. You saw your first house. You bought it from Virginia. How many times have you been back to have that experience in subsequent houses?
Never again. I have not seen any of my. In fact, I never saw this house since it's been finished.
How does that work? So you're in Virginia, or now in Florida on the Gulf Coast?
Well, again, I would never be able to do this. I don't think so. Anyway, I guess some people are able to do it, but without lifestyles. First of all. All of them are basically from an email blast that I get that Lifestyles, that's part of the membership. And you get an email from one of the realtors, or you get them all day long. And then one catches your eye because you have your own parameters. And like, okay, I like this particular area. I like this price range, blah, blah, blah. And most of the times the realtor has walked it and you talk to them and you say, well, what do you think? And a lot of times they have already gotten bids on the renovation. So you have a body of knowledge. Now, in the beginning, it was all kind of scary. Now it takes me maybe 10 minutes to know that I want to tag a property. It takes me, depending on whether or not they have bids and when I could get a contractor that I know to go walk the property and take pictures for me and give me a bid. It never takes me more than 24 hours to decide that I want a property. And, you know, and that's mind boggling to people. Like, how do you do that? And, you know, well, with a lot of help. And that help I get from the realtors, the other vendors, the contractors that I find on the vendor list, they know the drill. They know what we're looking for. They know that I don't want platinum faucets in the bathroom. We have this, you know, all my houses from the inside, they look almost exactly the same. In fact, I have pictures, I get confused which one is which because they all have vinyl plank floors, gray walls, granite kitchen top, tiled showers. And again, they just look the same from the inside.
Yeah, well, that makes the process easy, right? That makes the process easy. You don't have to think about it. I want to underscore something for the listener because I'm hosting today Dell's show, and Dell's show is national in scope, right? Often I'm talking to the Texas markets where I reside, but because it's national in scope, this is the big takeaway for the listener out there right now. Right, Louis, you were in Virginia at the time. You're on the Gulf Coast of Florida now. All of your houses are in Texas. You're doing this fully remotely. You saw one of them at the start, and that's it. You haven't laid eyes on these. You haven't walked through them. You didn't go through to touch and make sure scope of work looks reasonable from personal experience, right? Physically visiting the property. You live where you want, and you're investing where it makes sense. And the big reason there, and you've touched on this, right, throughout, it's your team. It's that realty team. By the way, since we've started our conversation today, Louis, I've had 4 emails come in from 4 different realtors, one in San Antonio, one in the Dallas area, one a little north of Houston, and one in Macon, Georgia, with various properties that I could buy, just like you. That's the email blast that you're talking about.
Right.
So guess what I'm going to do after the show? I'm going to start looking through these and say, is one of these the one?
I probably got the same, yeah.
For me. I'm sure you did. I'm sure you did. Hey, chill out. At least. So anyhow, but yeah, I mean, they're helping you. They're checking these things out. They're sending you video, right? How do you get eyes on the property? Let me ask you that.
Depends on the realtor. Usually I'll get them to walk the property and do a video chat or FaceTime call with me, or wait till a contractor can do that for me. And usually, first off, you'll get a slew of pictures to go through, maybe a video. One realtor likes to do videos. He'll walk it and then send that to me. And I don't, it doesn't have to be an in-person. So one way or another, you do see it. But it really is, you know, like one of the first realtors said, hey, it's the arithmetic. It's the numbers. You're not going to hold Thanksgiving dinner there. You don't care about where the house is per se, except for, is it rentable? Is it a rentable house in a rentable neighborhood at a rentable price where once you do the renovation and get over the purchase price and get it mortgaged, then you'll be able to get a rent that will pay that and give you the opportunity for some profit as well.
It's a numbers game.
And friends ask me, say, well, how could you do this so far away? And then, you know, well, look, even if I had a rental property four blocks away from my house and the air conditioner breaks, what am I going to do? I don't know how to work on an air conditioner. Let's say, you know, it has a hole in the roof. I'm not climbing up on a roof. I don't care if it's my roof. In fact, you know, I'm going to call somebody. And even if I also have the resource that Lifestyle gives you with the vendor list, so I can look up vendors, or then you get word of mouth, and sometimes you'll find an off-the-book vendor, depending on referrals and things like that. There's always the Google machine to look up people. I found an electrician that was never a Lifestyles vendor, and he's a good guy, and I use him. I don't do a lot of electrical work, but once in a blue moon, if I need it, I have that phone number because he's a good, honest guy in San Antonio, Texas, that I could use. So eventually you build up this network, both, you know, mostly through Lifestyles, but as you get going, it becomes second nature, and the location is not important. You want to go see the house more so out of curiosity and just kind of, I don't know, gloat a little bit or something like that. But as far as the business goes, it's not really necessary.
No, it is not. It absolutely is not. You said you got a house under contract, or you're working on a house now. Where is that? Is this one also in San Antonio?
Also in San Antonio, yeah.
Okay. Do you have particular criteria? You said this is a numbers game. Do you have particular criteria you're looking at when you are evaluating a house, you know, in terms of, I don't know, returns, cash out of pocket, that sort of thing?
Certainly, yeah. And that changed over time because the environment has changed. We taxes keep going up, of course, but interest rates went sky high, so cash flow is less of a priority. So I look more for capital. Now I look more for capital gain and cash out of pocket. So like the last three I got in the past 9 months or so, they were all pretty low cash out of pocket, anywhere from 3 to almost 20. The one before the current one actually only went $3,000 out of pocket.
$3,000. So tell me about that, Hal. Let's focus on that one. $3,000 out of pocket. What was, and for the listener's sake, when Louis mentions a capital gain, we're talking about a capital gain that occurs at the outset because we are buying distressed properties. We're fixing those up. You may pay $100, let's say, for the house, fix it up for $50, but now it's worth $200 or $250. You can see the spread there. That's the capital gain that you mean. What was that gain on that $3K property? I'm curious.
Well, right now I have
100% return, gain. 200.
Oh, gosh, no. Well, it's only $3K out of pocket. So
even higher.
it appraised for $235,000, and I have a $170,000.
So I'm hearing about a $60K spread.
Yeah, $176,000 on the mortgage, and when I say $235,000 appraisal, so it's.
When it's fixed up, right, you're still in the process.
That's 59,000. No, that's the second, and that's the one before the current one.
Okay.
So I got 59K in equity, and it was three out of pocket. So that's a total home run.
Now, so for the listener, I don't have a calculator in front of me, but what is that return? That's thousands of percent of return. That's amazing. Now, that's a unicorn. We don't see those all the time. we love them when we get them. You're about to tell me about cash flow. What's that look like?
Well, the cash flow is, you know, not fantastic. It's just about $100 a month.
Okay.
So you sacrifice one for the other.
And you do.
You know, and I knew that. And I knew low cash out of pocket. So it was almost a no-brainer. Now, I expected it to be like maybe 10, 15 out of pocket. But then I was able to get the renovation budget down by you know, staying on top of the contractors, switching contractors midway on certain items. And then the second appraisal came in higher, so I was able to borrow more money when I refinanced. And so a couple of things just happened together and made that even more doable than I thought. But I knew from the beginning, even if it was 15 out of pocket, I would have like 60,000 in equity. And that's the way the last three properties have gone.
Yeah, that's a great deal. That is a great deal. And like you said, in this market, typically we'll talk about houses cash flowing 200 to 600, but I've talked with other members that, like you, you know, they're giving up maybe a little bit more of the cash flow to get that equity gain. You're not going to sit on this thing for 10 years. You turn around and sell it in a year and a day, get to long-term capital gains, get that out. Maybe you do a cash out refi and you've got your 3K out. You've pulled all of your cash flow forward in essence, right? And then you go and redeploy it. We're running up towards the end of the show. I'm curious. You've done a lot, right? Well, you bought the first house 2019, so about 5 or so years. You've picked up 11, you know, running about two per year. That was my average as well early on. And I got to say, Louis, you embody the phrase, live where you want, invest where it makes sense. You're not running out to every property, and you don't have to. There's no need for that. You've got a good portfolio. I'm curious, looking forward, what are your goals for the near term, maybe the long term?
Near term, I'd like to shore up some cash and look to, and maybe trade in some of these properties and look toward a small multifamily. Maybe it'd be a sixplex, 12-plex, anything in between, and something affordable if I sell off two or three properties. Every time a lease comes up, I look at return on equity. That's something I got from Dell, one of his shows. You know, returning on investment isn't important after 2 years, 3 years. It's how much equity is in there now? How much is it making you? Is it worth selling, or do you renew the lease? And if I could do that on two, three, maybe four properties, and then shore up some cash, take a home equity, try to get into a multifamily and enjoy some economy of scale, and just grow from there. Now, long term, my long term goal is to be a lead. I mean, I just love this business, and it's a lot of fun, and it looks like it could really. It's the only way to enhance your future without having to work and for the rest of your life.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and just to unpack a couple of things quickly for the listener, you're talking now about buying a small multifamily by yourself. We call that an IRO, independent rental owner, and then transitioning to a lead, which is somebody that finds a bigger project, let's say, and syndicates it. And I'm a passive investor, Louis, in apartments, so I like to meet the leads because I want to park my money passively so I do even less of the work, right? You're going to be doing a job as a lead. Right. But you know that. You're well-educated by now. So great, great conversation, great story. You've done very, very well, and I do thank you for sharing with us today. And I hope to see you at the expo. If not, maybe I'll catch you in Florida when we bump over there sometime. Thanks again. And remember, it's not the money. It's the lifestyle. You have a great day.
Listening to the Del Wamsley Radio Show. Want more of Dell's unconventional wisdom? Go to lifestylesunlimited.com and click the radio tab. Listen to past shows, hear podcasts on demand, and find out how you can change your life today. The Del Wamsley Radio Show is part of the Lifestyles Unlimited Radio Network.
The information and opinions you hear on the Del Wamsley Radio Show are those of the host, Del Wamsley, his guests, and his callers, and do not necessarily reflect the opinions of this station, its affiliates, its management, or advertisers. The Del Wamsley Show is for entertainment purposes only. Please consult a professional regarding your personal investment needs. Nothing presented on the Del Wamsley Show constitutes an endorsement, recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or security.